Happy New Year. We'll get to your predictions coming up for 2011. That's as close as I have to a party sounder here for a noisemaker. But Happy New Year, no matter where you are. And we're looking forward to a happy 2011, or are we? Some of the predictions have not been so kind about 2011. Of course, there were some that were predicting the worst for 2010. Some of those did not come true. We've gone through a pretty long list already over the last couple of nights. But there were some that have made comments that say murders will skyrocket on the border between the U.S. and Mexico, or that murder. No, not true. That's not true. Scott from Eastern Utah actually said murders will skyrocket on the border near U.S. People from Latin America largely responsible. No, murder rate is actually down. You got to give them a buzz on that one. Now it's up on the Mexican side, but not on the U.S. side. So maybe that's the question. If Scott was implying murders in the U.S., then it's definitely a buzz. Damn. If he was trying to say he was going to talk about murders being up on the Mexican side, well, then that's up. There you go. But on the U.S. side, I had to go research because I wasn't really, you know, I'd heard a lot of political rhetoric about it, but I hadn't looked at the final stats for 2010. And according to what I'm looking at, and this is the FBI crime rates plus the crime rates from Tucson, Yuma, in cities that are closer to the border, there just hasn't been any spike in the crime activity. In fact, murders are down in a lot of these towns, and it makes perfect sense why. There are a million cops running around trying to catch the smugglers, and so the smugglers keep a very low profile, and it isn't this lawlessness along the border. So at least not on the U.S. side. So I'd say Scott is at least half wrong, or maybe he's half right if he's thinking about it from the Mexican point of view. How about Cornelius from Alexandria, Louisiana, who called in the first hour to predict that the Saints will win the Super Bowl? Well, he's on the record. He called last year before the Saints did win the Super Bowl and predicted that they would win it in 2010, which they did. Got to give the guy his ding. Of course, he's going to probably make that prediction for the next 5 years. I imagine we'll get that call for a while before he's really, really convinced that it won't be happening. And Mary from Murphy, North Carolina, predicted that in 2010, there would be an international global space program event to avert some kind of space debris or asteroid. Yeah. But, you know, we've always got our Bruce Willis movies. Yeah, you know, we can always fall back to those because those were that movie is still very entertaining. All right. So let's keep on rolling with your predictions for 2011. What are we going to be giving you a ding or a buzz for a year from now? We'll find out next on Coast to Coast. And for George Norrie, this is Ian Punnett. Get to the international line where Dominic is in Clarington, England, on Coast to Coast for his prediction for 2011. Dominic?
Hey, Ian, here's what I'm seeing, and you better believe in. I got two quick ones. Number one, which I think will greatly affect America as you know it today. Unfortunately, number one, in February, I see a male member of your Jersey Shore will suffer a severe, possibly fatal accident, which will be assisted by alcohol.
You mean so the Jersey Shore, the TV show, or just the Jersey Shore as in the geographical location?
That would be your TV show. And,
okay.
All I'm seeing is a high velocity impact. And number two, in March.
Dude. What happened? Dominic? Number two in March. Can't leave us hanging. Oh. Well, you know, now already you're telling me the situation is in peril. You're telling me Vinny D might be in the crosshairs of destiny in some car crash or some high velocity impact, maybe the space program. No. But So you're telling me that this could happen, and then you tell me what? I mean, that's not scary enough. We could lose one of our beloved members of our Jersey Shore, our national treasure, Jersey Shore. And then on top of that, and we don't even get to find out what number two is. Well, I hope you will get back to us on that. And Marie is in Waldport, Oregon, open, getting to the wild card line, number five. Marie, go ahead.
Hi, Ian. First of all, I want to say you are doing an excellent job. I've been listening to you since you've gotten on Coast and Saturdays, and I just think they did an excellent job picking you. Good job.
Thank you very much
for everything you do. My prediction is that Obama at the State of the Union is going to get busy. This is a four-year, and he's going to take on, I think, three topics. One is he's going to declare Jubilee, forgiveness of debts.
Mm.
Two, he's going to pardon all nonviolent crimes since people read his book, he smoked, you know. Three, I think that he's going to, the third one I forget, but there are those.
You can't do that. You can't tell me that until you got a third one, and that's your closer. That's the one you were saving. That was your high impact one.
And now
you're withholding.
Well, the main one is the Jubilee, the forgiveness. Yeah. Okay, the Nasara, that he announces Nasara. That you know, he's changing the system. You know, we know it's a fraudulent system. He's going to come out and say it. He's going to say, okay, you know, NASAR, the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, you know, our money is going to be backed. Well, it's going to be interest-free, I think. I think like Lincoln, the greenbacks, you know, he's going to change it. He's going to, you know.
Well, that's a huge mountain to climb at this point. It was easier for past presidents. Well, that'd be, I like that.
I'm not the end of the world. I think that, you know, maybe on, what is it, May 21st, you know, we'll be saying that Obama's our savior because we have no more debts, you know. So maybe that's the end of the world of the criminals, the Bilderbergs will be like crying.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Jubilee year thing is very interesting, and the phone connection's a little echoey here, Marie, so I'll say thank you for the night and wish you a happy new year. Again, the Jubilee year concept, it's actually not every 50 years, but it's the year following the year 49, right? Seven times. So anyway, so this idea is that the Jubilee year is the year of the forgiveness of debts. And this was a biblical model, economic model, that allowed people to get caught back up and allowed everybody to sort of reset the clock on debt. It requires everybody being on board. So you have to know that when you're part of this economic system, that you will be able to predict your debts by looking at the Jubilee year. So you may decide that you aren't going to accept certain deals or whatever because you know the Jubilee is coming up. Jubilees, I mean, we would be a huge beneficiary of this because obviously we have a lot of debts. We'd have to get China on board to say, you no longer owe us any debt, and other people that China is in debt to, like Taiwan, I think, they would have to forgive. Everybody would have to forgive each other and start at zero. But even if we just did Jubilee internally in the United States and we said that whatever debt you have, you won't have after a certain date, that would get tricky because then a lot of people would go run up their bills and just say, well, if I'm not going to have to pay for it, what the heck? Now, that would be good. In the short term, obviously, be bad disastrously in the long term. But I don't know. I don't know that we'll ever see a Jubilee year per se, but the push by Bono and others has been that a Jubilee year would come for the nations that owe us money and that we would forgive some of these African nations and allow them to get back on their feet. And whether that would have a huge impact on the economy globally, that would be an interesting impact too. But okay, very good. Jim is in Calgary, Canada, on Coast to Coast, first time caller line. Jim?
Hi, how you doing, Ian?
I'm doing all right. So what's going to happen in 2011? Happy New Year to you too.
Yeah, I have a prediction that Facebook, okay, will have an increase of online user base by at least double by the end of the year. And there is a reason for that, actually. The reason
everybody sees the movie The Social Network, and they just want to get closer to Mark Zuckerberg.
Absolutely. it's actually because there's some new technology that has just been released through a social development, a social media developing company. There's a new video app that has just come out that will allow businesses and people with various aspiring talents to showcase themselves on video. And it's actually very cheap. It's like less than $1 a day for this app. And people can also make an income from using this video app, which is kind of cool. And I think that that there will be like an influx in like millionaires, okay, because of this app for
Facebook like, millionaires.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. Kind of like how they were the iPhone millionaires for a lot of people. Right. Yeah. This is an interesting trend. I think the idea of being able to produce something using your Facebook account, whatever that is, a tangible, monetizable thing.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a model for that in YouTube. I could see where Facebook would be able to come up with something like that. This sounds like very much like the kind of things we'll be talking about coming up tomorrow night, by the way, on Coast to Coast. So good call on that. You could be right. I really do. I think that is being a very reasonable prediction and one I'm sure we'll be looking at a year from now. Jeremy is in Placerville, California, on Coast to Coast for the annual prediction show. Jeremy?
Good morning, Aaron. Happy New Year's to you.
And to you, too.
First of all, I have a show suggestion. Mr. Joe Schimmel on here.
I could barely hear you, so tell me again, Joe Schimmel?
Joe Schimmel. He made the rock and roll video. We sold our souls for rock and roll.
Okay. And so what would he be talking about?
He has a lot of interesting subjects, but my prediction for the year is this.
Okay.
The American dollar is going to hit rock bottom. Inflation is going to go through the roof. And the only way you're going to be able to buy, sell, or trade is through the mark of the beast.
Ah. So what will the mark of the beast look like now? It used to be our credit cards, and then for a while it was going to be, all of the universal codes on products. What's the current belief on what the mark of the beast is now?
Well, I believe it's like an RDIF chip.
RFID, by the way.
RFID, I'm sorry.
And so that we will have to have an RFID chip in order to do business.
Correct.
Okay, and you think this will happen in 2011?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where is this being done already?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Well, interesting. I will take a look at that and we'll write that down and see what happens in 2011. Terry is in Cincinnati, Ohio on Coast to Coast. Terry?
Hi, Ian. How are you doing this evening?
Good. And you?
Fine. Thank you. Happy New Year.
And to you.
By the way, you and George Norrie are the two best radio talk show hosts on radio. And believe me, I listen to them all. You guys, because you're so unbiased, you let people speak their minds.
Well, we do our best we can on that. I think George Norrie does a much better job of it than I do, but thank you. But so what's your thought for 2011?
Well, could I actually back up to your last caller? I'd like to share something with you you may not be aware of, and being that you're in the ministry, you'd find it really fascinating, I think, the mark of the beast. The encoding numbers for all barcodes, UPC barcodes, are 666.
Yeah, I've heard something like this before mentioned. I think that's why I asked him is what the current mark of the beast buzz is, because it changes about every 5 or 6 years. There's the hot new thing of what will be the mark of the beast. And for a long time, there was this belief, I'm old enough to remember it, when we would all have these UPC barcodes tattooed on our hands and that we would use that as credit when we would go through stores and we'd have to be able to have that. Now that's done. Now that was a guarantee that was going to happen, and then that's not. And now it's, I guess, the RFID chips that we'll have to have.
Well, there were two test markets for those barcodes. One was Cleveland, Ohio. The other was Phoenix, Arizona. And those barcodes were incorporated on the palm of people's hands for the test group. And that bill goes back to 1973.
Yeah, I think that was definitely the catalyst for a lot of the thought. But again, the question was, there's a difference between what people would want as a convenience, for example, in this case, meaning nobody else could steal your credit card, right?
Right.
So you volunteer to get that tattoo on your hand so that you're the only one who can use it.
Right.
So what people might do, I mean, where do we put the line between discouraging credit fraud or trying to stop criminals and the mark of the beast? Because the mark of the beast in the Bible is a very different thing. And I think that mark of the beast gets used anytime numbers or anything kind of sexy, cool comes up. And I just don't think that's what the Bible was talking about. I also happen to believe that the mark of the beast was an historic thing that already happened. And that was the reference to it. I don't think we're ever going to actually live that. But I understand that I differ from many of my Christian brothers on that.
And I'll share one more thing, if I may, on that. WWW, as in World Wide Web, as you know, in Hebrew, all letters have numerical values. And WWW in Hebrew is vey, and that is 666.
Well, okay. If you're transliterating the Hebrew into English and you're trying to find a letter that would go with that, right? So then that means that all of the, just so I understand it, I just looked up all the Joe Schimmel stuff the guy was talking about, and I looked it up on all of his websites. So that means he's using the beast. He's using 666.
Well, we all are.
Okay. Well, then maybe it's not it.
Yeah,
you know,
we're all using it, and I think that may be the biblical reference to it, acceptance of it.
Well, we'll have to disagree on, at least on the transliteration of the Hebrew, but I think that I get what you're saying on the vey part, but I think if you actually look at even what a W looks like, you could even make a claim that that would be closer to other Hebrew letters, at least in appearance. I'm not sure that we'll ever agree on what the mark of the beast was or how easily it is to always invent a new way to explain what the mark of the beast will be. But it sure makes for entertaining internet chat, that's for sure. Mike is online at Livermore, California on Coast to Coast. Mike?
Hey, Ian. Happy New Year.
And to you.
I was prediction 101 last year, and I predicted that the NFL would be exposed for the fraud it is.
I have your prediction right here.
Yes, we get a big for that one.
I don't know that. See, now, hold on. I have your prediction. I looked it up. Actually, you almost mentioned it last night, and I almost mentioned it tonight, and I didn't either night. I think you were onto something when you said the NFL would be exposed as being a fraud. I think there were a lot of really terrible calls last year in the NFL, which led to a lot more conversations about what's going on at the upper levels of the NFL.
Oh, no.
I think you're more right than you're giving yourself credit.
Okay, well, I agree. More people are getting on board, but I was talking more of some reporter was going to take it on and really, you know, run with it, and it didn't happen.
Well, so, it didn't happen yet, but I think you're more right than you realize.
Okay, well, I got more NFL predictions.
Okay, real quick then.
Okay, real quick. The Oakland Raiders will do something that no team has ever done in the history of the NFL. They are going to sweep their division and not make the playoffs. And that will happen Sunday when they beat Kansas City.
All right.
And to expand on that, Al Davis is going to suffer a major stroke or heart attack or something.
I hope that doesn't happen. I'm out of time. Someday my fantasy would be the Raiders would play the Dallas Cowboys and they would both lose. That's my hope. All right, more of your Coast to Coast predictions next. Hope your new year is off to a good start. Kiss somebody you loved at midnight tonight and whatever your midnight was, I hope it'll turn into a happy new year for you. And I hope that you continue to make Coast to Coast part of your life coming up in 2011. I do think we bring the most challenging subjects, and we're always we're much more open. I don't say always, but I say we are open more than almost any other show I can even possibly imagine could ever be invented. On taking on new topics, and some of the what had been at one time considered to be impossibly sort of inconceivable subjects for talk radio to handle. And we do them because you all are so smart and on the ball, and you make it pretty easy. So oftentimes it's been said that yesterday's heresies are today's orthodoxies. And I think there's truth to that. There's a lot of people who would say things that we talked about on Coast to Coast 15 years ago. It's crazy. Can't believe they're talking about it. And now it's mainstream news stories, and we're so far past it. And that's what's going to happen a lot, too, probably in 2011. More things that we covered in 2010, which sounded nuts. How could they possibly be saying that? Which will end up being mainstream stories on Fox and CNN. So that's one of my predictions that always comes true year after year. More and more credibility brought to the depth and breadth of the topics and our approaches on Coast to Coast. So what about your predictions for 2011? We'll get to them all coming up next on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. All right, and let's go to Sam in Hilton Head, South Carolina on Coast to Coast. Sam, what's your prediction for 2011?
Hello, Ian. I predict anarchy toward the end of the year.
Okay, what kind of anarchy? What will that look like for you?
Well, for me, it will be because of a disaster of some sort, earthquake, tsunami. I live on the East Coast in what they call the Low Country, and anything. Really, anything that could come to anyone's mind could cause it, and which will cause people to go out and fend for themselves.
Okay. So when anarchy strikes, what will happen?
I think people will, even good people, will go out to give what they can to survive unless they're prepared for themselves to take care of themselves. And you are on your own, basically. It's a man-to-man situation.
All right. Interesting. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's go to George in Oklahoma City, first-time caller line, for his prediction for 2011. George?
Ian, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing so well, thanks.
Excellent. Glad to hear that, my friend. I don't have any doom and gloom. I predict that the 2011 Super Bowl champs will be the New Orleans Saints, my friend. I'm a recent Saints fan.
Yeah, you and all the other Saints fans out there.
You got that right, my brother.
Yeah, you know, I think we could go city by city, find a couple of people that are pulling for that. I think the Saints have a, you know, pretty good chance. I mean, they're returning champs, for God's sake.
They beat the Dirty Birds last week, and the Buccaneers coming up, it shouldn't be too hard a task. You know, life's hard enough. Let's have a good time, enjoy ourselves, a little bit of football. Let's get rid of the doom and gloom, and God bless America, my friend.
Well, I'm always on board for football. There's some fun games today too I was watching, and I know that I'm really a month away. End of January is a very dark time for me because I entered to my no football season for like 5 months. I hate that. I don't know what it is. I just always feel better when there's a football game on and I could take, you know, 10 minutes to go watch one where. Michael is in Eugene, Oregon on Coast to Coast. Michael?
Yeah, and other than the Ducks winning the national championship, I was wondering, how did they determine how the number one talk show in the world is? I know that there's a talk show host on during the day that always says that he's the number one talk show, and I predict in 2011 that Coast to Coast AM become the number one talk show in the world.
Oh, well, good. Well, I love that. It's certainly... certainly, George deserves that. And Jeremiah is in Westminster, Colorado, on Coast to Coast, making predictions for 2011. Jeremiah, what a perfect name to be prophetic here for us.
Why, thank you very much, Ian. I want to wish you a very happy new year to all the proceeds that are out there listening. Before I give my prediction, do you happen to have a pen and paper and calculator handy?
I've got a calculator on my computer I can pull up here real quick.
Okay, while you're doing that, all the coasties, do you guys do the same thing too, okay?
All right, well, Mary. let's cut to the chase here. Go ahead.
Okay, we got 2012 coming up in a year and a half, which is 12/21/2012. So what we do is we're going to take 1 plus 2 is 3, 2 plus 1 is 3, and then we're going to take the 12 from the 2012, and which will be 3. So it'll be 333. You times that by 20, you'll get 6,660. You put a slash between the 0 and the 6, that's the beginning of the Antichrist, the reign of the Antichrist.
Well, that's not what the Bible says. The reign does, the 666 is not in the year 666, right?
Well, Jesus, according to the Catholics, he was born in 1225, year zero. Okay. When we take a look at the year zero, that starts his reign. Now, you did the same thing with
Let's back up for a second. If the prediction is 666, why didn't happen? What are you predicting didn't happen in 666 AD?
Because it wasn't his time yet.
Okay. It gets a little tortured to keep. So you're saying Jesus will return in the year 666 as you mathematically contrived.
No, because it's not the time. Back then, there was not enough technology, because it says in the Bible that when the two witnesses are going to be killed, that every eye shall see him. How is everybody going to see him if people don't have phones that they can see these witnesses get to be killed?
Well, how did he do it the first time? I mean, come on. I mean, they didn't have TV and radio in 33 AD. Somehow the word got out, right?
Anyway, you guys try to figure out my prediction this year.
I appreciate that. I can't quite figure out. Here's what. I'm going to go back to the Harold Camping stuff. And this even the last caller is making the claim about the Hebrew letter Vav. All right, so I had to check, because I mean, if you look at W as a Vav in Hebrew, it's fine, which is fair. I didn't say he was wrong about that. It doesn't look like a W. It looks like a different letter to us. But let's just go with that. But that's a numeric value of 6 in Hebrew, in the numeric Hebrew system. So the claim is that WWW would mean 666, or even to go with what Jeremiah was talking about, when you add things up and you multiply them a certain way. The actual biblical numerology that this is based on is a system which is not one which is, gosh, how do I describe this? It's not acrostic. So it's not a matter of you take the numeric value of the letter and you just place it on the page. It's you take the numeric value of the letter and you add it to the one next to it. You make a summation of the number. So to say that if you said you were going to try and do, if you took WWW and you translated that into Hebrew, and let's just say you did that, and you say, well, it's Vav, 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 and each one of those would have a value of 6, you would add them together and you'd get 18. You wouldn't get, in biblical numerology, they wouldn't say 666. It's 666. So you, just because we have 3 sixes on a page, it doesn't automatically mean that one represents 600. You know, see what I'm saying? So it just doesn't work like that. But it does, I mean, if you want it to try to spell it out that way, and I was trying not to get into it with the previous caller, but if we're going to get down that road, I just want to say, this is how complicated it can get. And it's easy to manipulate things to look like it, it's easy to say, well, Jesus couldn't come in 666 AD because we didn't have the technology. Well, we're going to have even more amazing technology in the year 2666. So why doesn't he wait till, you know what I'm saying? I just think as a Christian, I guess, and I know I'm the world's most boring Christian. I'll take that mantle. I have T-shirts printed. Ian Punnett, world's most boring Christian. Because I just don't believe this is what the message is all about. It's spending all this time going through all of this just to try to say, I told you so. It's about taking care of each other. It's about putting shoes on the feet of people who are walking on glass to go to work to try to get water out of a dirt hole somewhere. So, I mean, I think that we've got so much actual work that we're supposed to do to put our shoulder into moving this boulder up this hill. And we spend so much time navel-gazing and with these parlor games. Gosh darn it, that's not what Jesus said to do. He said, spend all your time trying to work out this. He said exactly the opposite. So for people like me who devoutly feel strongly about their faith, I just hate to think this is always the message that comes out about Christianity. It's all about bells and whistles. It's all about the, you know, it's all about the sizzle and not about the steak. And I think that's what gets lost. So there you go. Got that on my system. Rosemary, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, wild card line on Coast to Coast. Rosemary?
Good morning. Happy New Year to you, Ian.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. I predict that in 2011 that Oprah will either be outed or she'll come out on her own.
Outed meaning?
Meaning that she'll proclaim her love for Gail.
Oh, but they keep saying this is not happening and she's still with Stedman and she just doesn't understand why people keep insisting, no, you're a lesbian.
Well, that I don't want to put labels on anything, but that's my gut, and my gut never fools me.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. So we'll put that down, and we'll find out a year from now whether your gut gets a ding or a buzz. Randy is in New York on Coast to Coast. Randy?
Hi, Happy New Year.
Hey, how are you?
Okay. I have a prediction, but I'm not sure that it'll take place in 2011. It might go to 2012. But my prediction is that Obama will step down from office, as well as the House and the Senate.
Wow.
The government will be replaced by a new democracy. We'll have a new constitution that is by and for the people. And America will have a second revolution without firing a shot, without riots, and without violence.
And this will happen because they'll just wake up one day and just say, my God, we're schmucks.
No, it's the best way to predict the future is to invent it. And,
So you're inventing a future you want in hopes that you'll be able to actualize it.
Yes.
Okay.
I might be the reincarnation of Thomas Jefferson or a racehorse. I'm not sure which.
Well, but, or both. It could be.
It
right?
could be both. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have
good
an
luck
offer.
With that.
I have an offer. Okay.
What's the offer?
The offer is to do something that nobody has ever done in the history of radio before. And in return,
oh, that's wait. You mean radio mimes? Because I've been thinking about doing that, and I've been thinking about doing radio mime. But no. I thought no one's ever done this before. But maybe it's just crazy enough it would work.
No, that's not what I was.
Oh, okay. Suggesting. Right, go ahead then. What is it?
My offer is to reveal a method, an invention, by which. And a person could stop a dog fight or an animal attack in seconds without harming anyone or harming the animals.
And what's your offer? What would happen? What would you do?
I would reveal this method. This is something that anybody could use. It would no doubt save lives. It would no doubt.
What are you waiting for?
What I'm waiting for? Well, yeah. I'm an entrepreneur and a capitalist. And
so you'll save lives for a fee?
Well, I would like to. But unfortunately, the method is kind of like the Heimlich maneuver.
So once the cat's out of the bag, you're not going to make any money on this.
That's right.
So you want to get paid up front.
Well, yes.
By somebody so that you can say, so unlike, say, Dr. Heimlich, who came up with his maneuver to save lives just for the pure joy of knowing that he saved lives, you want some cash up front.
No, I don't want cash.
Oh, you don't want cash. What would you like?
I want to write a new constitution.
So in exchange for you writing a new constitution, you'll tell us how to save people from dog bites.
That's right, on the radio show.
Okay.
We want to determine first. We want to list what's wrong with the country, and second, we want to create a new system of government, and then I'll tell you how to implement it.
Okay. First, you need to find the talk show host that can deliver the right to write the entire Constitution over again in your image and likeness. And that would be, well, I don't know who that would be. Glenn Beck? Rush Limbaugh? Somebody would have that authority? I don't know. I don't. But whomever, maybe it's George Norrie, but whoever would, then if you could get on their show, then you could arrange to do that and we would have fewer dog bites. And we would live in the United States of Randy, which, who knows, could be better. Dave is in Greenville, South Carolina on Coast to Coast. We're trying to get on as many as we can in the next minute or so, Dave. So be quick. What's your prediction then?
My prediction is, well, a lot of your callers kind of took the winds out of my sail out of my prediction. But I'd like to predict that, some kind of financial crisis, inflation crisis in 2011. Sorry.
Okay. So financial crisis in 2011. Lance is in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Try and get on as many as we can here toward the end. Lance, what's your prediction for 2011?
Happy New Year, Ian, and the best of recovery for your ankle and foot there.
Thank you.
Thing is that 1/3 of the Obama cabinet will probably resign by the end of this year. That's
That's
and,
a given.
And basically, the reason for that is because since Obama is giving the 2% discount on our taxes by the Social Security, it's going to be there just to barely keep people hanging on because of the cost of gas and the cost of electric is going up. So,
All right. Let's go to Randy in Albuquerque. Randy?
Okay. Israel hits Iran, like everybody says. North Korea comes across the border. Hyperinflation and nukes go off in the United States.
Wow. 2011 will be an eventful year. Chris, you get the last word on this. What's going to happen in 2011? It goes out with you.
Is this me? I'm on?
Got to be quick.
Okay, yeah. I think that the visionaries in Yugoslavia, who see Mary still, she's in, I'm just sort of nervous here. I think that the sign that they predict is going to happen, and the sign is supposed to be a permanent and beautiful and destructive sign that cannot be made by man.
All right. Well, very good. Very interesting. Nice way to end it. Until tomorrow night. We'll explore the topic a little bit differently. The Association of Professional Futurists will be talking with many of them about what's coming for all of us, long-term trends, new jobs on the way, new industries, and how you could benefit tomorrow night on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett.